And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you this morning by May Adam. And joining me this morning, it's Kayla McGee. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along. And boy, it's hard to believe we are getting to the time where it's almost rodeo time again.
I know. That season is coming around. It's a very exciting time for us.
It is indeed, and it's the 26th annual Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo returning to the Stanley County Fairgrounds, a great venue for this.
Yes, it is a fantastic venue, and back to our Stanley County roots, where the Sterling Family Ranch originally started.
And we're going to kick this off September 23rd. You're looking for some four-person teams and some kiddos, I hear, for the mutton busting, too.
Yes. So we are looking for teams. If you're thinking of putting together a team, but you haven't got one nailed down yet, still let us know so we can make sure we have enough teams to put on a great event. And as always, we have more than enough kids, but we'd love to have more kids for the mutton busting. It's always entertaining.
It sure is.
And fun for those kids, too.
Absolutely. And the teams, they have to be comprised a certain way, and that's something to keep in mind, too.
Oh, yeah. So with our teams and being a focus on family, with our event, we encourage for one team member has to either be a female or a youth under the age of 16.
I absolutely love that. It does. It makes for a fun family atmosphere, not just, you know, for the spectators, but for the teams taking part. And that's really what it's all about, because you have helped so many families around Central South Dakota over these 26 years.
We have. I was trying to put together the number of families that we've helped, and I could not get a good pulse on it with all of our documentation over the years, because we never kept things in a computer for many, many years. It was all paper. The closest I could come was over 500 families, and we have given away nearly $500,000 over our 26 years.
That is amazing. And tell folks, you know, what the money goes for, why this all started, and what your whole goal is.
So this started as a memorial in memory of my grandfather, Dick Sterling, who lost his battle to cancer. And we wanted to be able to, as a family, use that memorial money to give back to others that are fighting cancer, knowing that insurance doesn't cover everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes families just need a little bit more support to do whatever they need to with that money. And we have no stipulations on what that money can be used for. It's just a gift to the families when they're fighting cancer. And so that's what the money's used for. 100% of the proceeds go to Cancer Warriors. At the event, we have a box. So if you know somebody that's fighting cancer and you want them to be blessed, you can put their name in that box. And we bless everybody that gets put in that box.
That is phenomenal. I mean, this has been a great event over the years. It continues to go strong and helping, like you said, those cancer warriors, you know, lift a little bit of the load for them. And that's really what it's all about.
Certainly is. It's a tough time, mm-hmm. and to know there's others thinking on supporting them is a blessing.
It sure is. And not only do you have the rodeo going on, the mutton busting, but you've got the barbecue too.
Yep, we do put on a free will donation barbecue. It's a great way for the teams to get a little break to come and eat, and the audience to have some fantastic barbecue while they get to watch the event as well. Another thing we have going on under the fairgrounds throughout the whole day is our silent auction. And this is just another way where individuals that come to watch the rodeo can maybe bid on an item and get an item and support our cause as well. So if you are an organization or a business in the community and you haven't donated to our event in the past, we'd be happy to take a donation for the silent auction and use that to help further the funds that we make from this event.
Yeah, and that's the thing to think about for those businesses out there. You are going to help contribute to the Cancer Warriors and the money that gets to be doled out. So that's not a bad deal at all. Now, Kayla, if there are folks out there that they just want to come and watch and enjoy, where do they get information? And what about teams getting signed up?
So they can visit SterlingFamilyRanchRodeo.com. We do have the rodeo entry form on there, as well as other information about the event. Our posters are getting distributed around town a little bit, so you might see one out and around town, maybe at the post office or something. But otherwise, just come on down to the rodeo grounds on September 23rd and spend the day with us. It's free will to come in, so you can come and go as it works for you.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a great time for a great cause. So make sure you save September 23rd to go on out and enjoy all of what's going on and help those in the community. That's, you know, lifting up those around us. That's what it's all about.
Oh, and I should mention, we also have a Facebook page. So any new updates or things that we're looking for are posted on our Facebook page. So I'm Sterling Family Ranch Rodeo on Facebook. Like, follow us, and hear more about what we're doing.
Perfect. Easy enough. Well, thanks for joining me this morning, Kayla. You have a great day, and it's always good to talk to you.
Yes, thank you, Dave. You have a great day as well.
There's Kayla McGee joining us on this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, the 26th Annual Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo. It's coming up September 23rd. Make sure you indeed circle that date and go on out and support. Your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you this morning by May Adam.